Hello everybody, so welcome back to the channel. So in this video I'm talking about what's been happening in the Middle East the past few days, because it was 6 days ago that an Iranian-backed militia attacked US troops based in Jordan and killed three of them. Their bodies have recently been repatriated to the United States, and President Biden was there to greet the caskets and honor them for their sacrifice. So everybody knew that the United States was going to hit back. And President Biden said that we will respond, because if you don't, they're going to do it again and again. And they think, well, why shouldn't we? Because we won't pay a price. They'll retaliate, partly to scare them off doing it again, but also to degrade their ability to attack the United States. So the USA has got military bases in Jordan with the express agreement of the Jordanian government. Fascinating, it's got military bases in Iraq. I know the US largely withdrew from Iraq under the beginning of the Obama administration, when, of course, Biden was vice president. But it's always retained some bases in Iraq, not supposed to be for combat operations, with the agreement of the Iraqi government. But it's got bases in Syria against the express wishes of the Syrian government. Now, you may well say that the Assad regime is illegitimate. It is murderous. It has deliberately murdered tens of thousands of its own civilians. All that's true. Nevertheless, it is still legally recognized, even by the United States, as the lawful government of Syria. So the United States would not accept Syria illegally stationing troops in the USA against the express wishes of the US government. So people would ask, so why should the Syrians? But anyway, the Syrian regime is a close ally of the Islamic Republic of Iran. So there's been a proxy war going on between the United States and Iran for a long time. Saudi Arabia and Israel also bitterly hostile to the Iranians as well. So fascinatingly, Iraq has cordial relations both with the United States and with Iran. And so there are Iranian military units in Iraq. The other thing, the important thing to distinguish between is there's actually the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, as well as the army. The army is the army. The Revolutionary Guards, they're really steeped in the ideology of the Islamic Revolution of 1979, would be real headbangers. If there was some sort of coup d'etat revolution, you think the army may well take the side of the people, but the Revolutionary Guard, they would fight for the regime. It's a bit like Iraq in the old days. So there's the Republican Guard, and they were fanatical Ba'athists, sort of like equivalent of the SS or whatever. This is partly they do this. There's a bit of rivalry between them, not necessarily a friendly one. So more difficult to have a military coup against the regime. And there are various Shia militias in Syria and in Iraq that are armed, trained, funded, directed by the Iranian government. So when Iran disclaimed all responsibility for this attack on the United States military in Jordan, that was probably half true. Maybe they didn't expressly order it or whatever, and maybe it wasn't Iranians themselves are doing it, but it'd be an organization which they actively support. They might not have ordered this particular one, but all right, they're behind the overall policy. And they're also saying that because they don't want to be hit back. But Biden says, obviously, we don't believe this nonsense. We're going to hit you back. And he's obviously under pressure from hawks, particularly the Republican Party, to do something, because the toughness is meant to be the supreme virtue for a US president, which means, you know, you have to hit back very hard if the United States is attacked anywhere. It's always galling to see politicians, particularly in the USA, say, oh, yes, I'm a Christian fundamentalist, and Jesus meek and mild and turn the other cheek, who demand revenge when their people are attacked. It would seem rather unchristian to me, not that I'm a believing Christian. So there have been attacks on Iranian military units in Iraq, and that's killed 16 people, according to the Iraqi authorities, some of whom were civilians. So it's actually rather limited, but lots more strikes coming, not necessarily of human beings, but of objects that they wish to destroy. The attacks, no matter how large scale Biden ordered them, these would be considered pathetically feeble by some of the hawks in the Republican Party. On the other hand, other people say this is too escalatory. So he's got to tread a balance between not being too feeble and not actually provoking a full-scale war. Both the United States and the Iranians say that they don't want a full-scale war, and actually I believe them on this one. So there's really no way the United States is going to have a ground invasion against Iran. I've not heard of a single person advocate for that for several years. It's much bigger than Iraq, both in population and in area, like over triple, very mountainous, very, very difficult. So the Iranian government strategy is to drive the United States out of the region because they feel menaced by the United States. The US military used to be in Afghanistan as well as in Iraq. Send them to the east, to the west. There were American military bases in Central Asia, if you go back 20 years ago. That was to their north. And then across the Arabian Gulf in places like Qatar, the UAE, was in Saudi Arabia until 2003. So they had, at one point, they had American troops on all four sides. They don't have them in Central Asia anymore, in Afghanistan. Nevertheless, there are plenty of US military units in other places there. So the Iranian regime doesn't want to be overthrown. They do not want Iran to be invaded. No one's done that successfully for a very, very long time. But what they think, whilst the US has a military presence in the Middle East, Iran will never be safe from at least airstrikes. But, so they would like to see the United States withdraw completely from the Middle East. But they're not going to do something so provocative that causes an all-out war, which even if Iran wins, would be very costly for them indeed. What they would like to pursue is death of a thousand cuts, seeing what happened in Afghanistan or indeed Iraq or indeed Vietnam, but just causing enough small-scale attacks long enough, not so much as to cause a major reaction, but sufficient to sap the will of the United States to maintain that military presence, saying, what are we doing there? Why are we bleeding? Okay, it's not worth the money either. Let's pull out. And they think that that will eventually pay dividends. And there are people, the isolationists right in the USA, the far left, the peaceniks in the United States, who believe that. So it's not seen as such a wacko idea to withdraw from the Middle East there. Relations between Israel and the United States are strained at the moment by this grossly excessive brutality of the IDF in Gaza, where obviously thousands of civilians have been killed, but like the desecration of graveyards, destruction of World Heritage sites, cutting off food to people so they'll die of starvation and things like that. But Biden's in a real bind on that one, because in the old days, his party was completely Zionist. But in the junior generation, particularly Arab Americans, some of them want Palestinian freedom. So some Democrats are disgusted with his advocacy for what Israel's doing, and they won't vote Democrat. So on the other hand, he can't really abandon the Zionist position because that's actually the mainstream in the Democratic Party. It's a significant minority or anti-Zionist party. The Republicans is much, much easier because so much of the voter base are Christian fundamentalists, some who are very anti-Muslim, very anti-Arab, and completely bigoted against the Palestinians. So they're probably trying to exploit this issue so that he wasn't hawkish enough in backing up Israel, arming, funding them, and everything else. So that's going to be difficult for him. And watch out how Trump will try and exploit that to the max in the November election. But what Saudi Arabia and actually Israel have been urging the US to do, we know from WikiLeaks, is to cut off the head of the snake, is major attacks on Iran to destroy its supposed nuclear weapons program. And this might have been the perfect excuse to do it, but they haven't done that, I suppose, because he thinks that would up the ante too much and cause too many major attacks on them. You know, Syria, to some extent, is a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Likewise, Yemen. Goodness. So I think there'll be sort of tit for tat for a while, but I don't think we'll hugely escalate. It's not in the interest of either side to do so. The Iranians, I mean, they've done quite well from oil and gas prices being relatively high. Yes, their sanctions, they find it easier to evade, but they don't want to push the West too much to make the sanctions even stricter, and so on. They don't want more countries to join in and attacking them. Because if it's the Saudi Arabia, the United States, Israel, maybe some Western countries like the UK, even though they wouldn't actually occupy Iran as a whole, it would cause them very serious damage, which they'd really rather not suffer. But I thought that he might try and strike the nuclear weapons program, if indeed there is one, because that would at least mollify Israel. There might be some sort of behind closed doors deal that you'll stop your assault on Gaza in return for us doing this. Right, thank you so much for watching my video. Please subscribe. I'm on Patreon to see thousands of videos and articles behind the paywall. Goodbye.